Bill Fries was an advertising writer in 1972 when he created a fictional television character to sell Old Home bread. From those commercials sprang a legendary recording career and a name familiar to truck drivers around the world.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we got a little convoy rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a little convoy, it's your beautiful sight. Come on and join our convoy, ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this truckin' convoy across the USA.
In this edition of the Rail News Network, we're proud to have as our guest Bill Fries, who personified the character of C.W. McCall. Bill, how does a person go from an everyday job to a storybook career like you've had?
Well, it goes back to a lot of experiences that I've had as growing up as a little kid in southwest Iowa.
Now, you began your career working in advertising, right?
Yes, sir. I'm an old ad man. We started that out, and the first commercials that we did for Metz Baking Company up in Sioux City, Iowa, led to the creation of a character that I wrote for him to lip-sync the words to my lyrics in the commercials. And doggone if they didn't take off and become really sensational around the upper Midwest, you know, Nebraska, Iowa, South Dakota, and so on.
So how did a successful ad campaign turn into your career as a recording artist?
The record companies heard this, and they said, why don't you make that into a record, and, you know, we'll distribute it nationally. So I said, hey, why not, you know, and suddenly my life was turned around completely.
But that first album wasn't your most popular, was it?
We did another album for MGM Records. On that record was a little thing called Convoy.
The big one.
Yeah, it was a monster, I'll tell you. There was a time when you could drive anywhere in the United States and plug in your radio, AM, FM, anything, and hear it.
How many copies did that album sell?
It's sold now around 20 million copies worldwide. It's just been a monster, you know, like you say.
And the song Convoy eventually led to a movie.
Well, after the record was out about 2 years later, MGM came to us and had an offer from a producer in Hollywood and said, we'd like to use your song as the basis for a movie. And we said, that's great. You know, the only thing we want to do is write the music for it. And so they did, and they put out this movie called Convoy, which was written by an unknown script writer who really didn't do the song justice. You know, I thought it should have been a lot funnier than it was. But anyway, Kris Kristofferson and Ally McGraw were in it, and it did quite well around the world.
Let's talk about your relationship with the trucking industry. How did you come to understand drivers the way you do?
My dad was a trucker, and he used to haul flatbed semis all over the Midwest with prefabricated farm buildings on them. And I used to ride along as a kid. I learned a lot about trucks then, but I never, you know, got to be a truck driver. But I admire those guys out on the road, I'll tell you.
They have a difficult job, don't they?
They do.
Bill, do you know anyone who might have a message for our drivers?
Hi there, this is C.W. McCall, and you're tuned into the Rail News Network. And I just want to tell all you truckers out there and remind you to put on your safety first in everything you do. You hear? Now listen up.
We sure appreciate your call, Bill.
All right, thank you now.
Here's another C.W. McCall classic you might remember.